Get your trowels out. It's time to dig down into the Twitterverse with Dr. Brenna Hassett, an anthropologist and archaeologist with the Natural History Museum, London. She tweets using the handle Brenna Walks, as well as being part of a fearsome foursome of feminist scientists known as Trowel Blazers. And she's joining me from the site of a current project in Siirt, Turkey, thanks to the wonders of Skype and some creative use of duct tape. Go to our Twitter feed and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Brenna, thank you for joining us. Now, besides yourself, who do you find tweets from really interesting things on women and science?
It's a really good time to be on Twitter if you're interested in women and science. There's the great Finding Ada campaign, which is part of this Ada Lovelace Day celebration we just had on Twitter. And there's Science Girl, which is spelled Science G-R-R-L, who are a great group who are really active in sort of promoting women's issues, especially academic women's issues, and people going into the sciences who are sort of struggling a bit. There's a lot of people on Twitter out there who are going through the same thing, and tons of them to follow.
When you talk about going into the sciences and struggling a bit, what kind of struggle are you referring to?
The sciences in general still have a really big gender imbalance. You have a situation where you have younger people, girls, kind of going into the sciences at roughly equal numbers, but something happens along the way till we get to a situation where by the time you get to the level of, say, professor, there's just really a massive underrepresentation of women, and you can't easily explain it away without sort of getting into, is there some sort of systematic issues that are holding women back in the sciences?
The underrepresentation itself is an issue, but how do you see that affecting your practice and your ability to kind of execute the work that you're trying to do?
It's different for everyone in different situations. I think one of the things we've seen with the Trailblazers project is how important it is to have networks of mentors, of role models. So one of the things we're most concerned with is actually this idea that if you can't see it, you can't be it. And, you know, are we really providing good role models for girls who want to be in sciences? I mean, when you think of a scientist, what do you picture? Sort of, you know, crazy hair, old white guy, lab coat. You know, one of our big things is to show people, actually, no, there are a ton of women doing science, amazing science. And, you know, they have a fantastic variety of outfits and hats.
I love it. If you can't see it, you can't be it. So you're all about letting them see it. You're also so passionate about engaging girls with earth sciences. You've even designed a superhero doll. Tell me about this doll.
Yes, this is Real Fossil Hunter Lottie, and she is absolutely our pride and joy. We were approached by the Lottie Dolls company, and Lottie Dolls, it's a really great idea. They don't really like this idea of providing, you know, dolls for girls that are overly sexualized, kind of, you know, the shape of a glamour model rather than, say, a normal kid. So they make these dolls that are, you know, sort of the size and shape of a real 8-year-old. But all the dolls have kind of aspirations, activities. You know, they've got an astronomer Lottie, they've got a fossil hunter Lottie, and they work with real scientists, real astronomers, real trailblazers to kind of, you know, design activities for the dolls to sort of get kids to not just play with the dolls, but to engage with, you know, the whole wider area. So yes, we have Real Fossil Hunter Lottie, and she's totally adorable and has a mini backpack and a mini pick, which, you know, what more could you ask for?
Oh, absolutely. She's the best doll ever. And it's been a particularly active week on Twitter for women in science. Why is that?
It has been Ada Lovelace Day. So that's the 13th of October. And it's a sort of new holiday, but gaining traction and tons of fun events happening. Lots of speakers, lots of people getting together to sort of work on adding women back into the science story. So I don't know if you know who Ada Lovelace was, but she's got this great story. So the romantic poet, Lord Byron, had one legitimate daughter. And he and the mother did not get along so well. So after about a month, she left him with Ada. She was so determined that her poor daughter wouldn't turn out like the disreputable poet Lord Byron that she ensured her daughter got a very strong science and mathematics education. And this actually led to Ada growing up with this amazing poetic mathematical spirit. And she's credited with actually writing the first algorithm to run on Charles Babbage's difference engine, what people call the kind of very first computer. So she's a, you know, super early example of a woman in science making an amazing contribution. So this whole kind of celebration is out there to sort of say, hey, just because they've been sidelined by, you know, their skirts and funny hats doesn't mean women weren't out there doing amazing things in science.
Now you're in Turkey. What are you working on?
I'm currently just at the tail end of what I'm going to call CSI Mesopotamia.
That's exciting.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, it's unfortunate for the people we're working with because they're, of course, dead. But I'm out here on an archaeological dig. My background is looking at physical anthropology, particularly teeth, but looking at the human remains from archaeological sites and kind of what they can tell us about how people lived. And in this case, particularly how they died. So I'm at an amazing early Bronze Age site out on the fringes of Mesopotamia. And I've got some crazy cemetery going on. There may or may not be human sacrifice. There may or may not be mass burials. We're all trying to work it out sort of in the middle of, well, it's quite hot.
It's boiling and you're doing amazing work. I do love how archaeologists talk about being on a dig. It always sounds really cool. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's Dr. Brenna Hassett. She's an anthropologist and an archaeologist with the Natural History Museum in London, and our Twitterati guest this week. Well, we salute her, of course, and to all women in science and girls in science. If you want to follow her, she's on Twitter at Brenna Walks.